Back here on the Mighty 690 at 810, it is time for our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Yeah. What is our verse of the day?
It is Isaiah 43, verse 19. It reads, "Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." Isaiah 43, 19.
Excellent. Well, thank you for that, Charles. So, did you and your family have a good Christmas?
We did. We did. Stayed close to home and got to be with family and just really enjoyed it. And I'm being with my parents, my sisters, their kids today, and looking forward to spending time with them.
Sure. I always kind of like it when we can spread out the holidays a little bit and experience some of those, you know, Christmas and then maybe New Year's. And it is nice to drag it out, you know, if we can.
It really is. It's a wonderful time of the year. And it's sort of what it's all about, is valuing those connections and those relationships and remembering the ultimate relationship as well.
Hey, that is absolutely true. So, you know, as we kind of get into the end of the year, people are, you know, looking back on the year and also kind of looking forward to some stuff as well. And, you know, it's a reminder that, you know, we do have all the time, and especially right now with, you know, the baby boomer generation turning 65, you know, there are some things that those folks who are getting to that big milestone birthday do need to know.
That's right. So about 10,000 people a day are turning 65.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. We are experiencing the result of the baby boom happened back in the
the post-war period.
Yeah, right.
You know, it was extended for quite a while.
And so it just keeps reverberating and through the generations, and here we are. And so people are now turning 65. My dad says, "Do you remember when people that were 65 were old?" You know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are turning 65. They're like, "Wow, this used to be old, but here I am."
Yeah.
And when you turn 65, you have a really big target on your back. And you feel like the whole world knows that you're turning 65, because that's the age that you qualify, become qualified for Medicare. And you are sought after. Your phone's going to start ringing. Your mailbox is going to fill up with all kinds of official-looking mail that you have to respond to. There's all kinds of urgent messages to act now and to make your decision and about what your coverage options are going to look like and all this. There's talk of penalties. There's talk of doing the, you know, not enrolling in time. All this confusing information that is given. And you can just really get tired really quick. And a lot of people I've talked to, they've just turned everything off. Don't even open the mail anymore. Don't even answer the phone if it looks like anything, a call related to that. And a lot of times they're wondering what is the truth, what am I supposed to do? You know, what is the correct knowledge that I need to apply here? And that's what we help our clients navigate that time of their life.
Well, sure. And, you know, I guess to be hypothetical, if you will, you know, say I'm going to be turning 65 maybe on the first of March next year, you know, is there some stuff that I should be doing, you know, several months out, a month out, you know, what does the kind of the timeline look like?
Right. Well, and it depends. I hate to say this, but I hate when people say it depends, you know, but it truly does depend
sure.
on your situation,
yeah.
Assuming you're still working. Or you have a spouse that's working and you have their coverage, you may need to do nothing. There might be nothing that you need to do. If you don't have employer coverage, you don't have any other health insurance. Now, even like Obamacare marketplace coverage is not considered, will not be available to you once you're on Medicare. Or if it were available, it'd be very expensive. It would be unnecessarily expensive for you to even desire to have it. So It really does depend on your situation, but assuming you're not working, assuming you don't have coverage elsewhere, it's a good idea 3 months out. That's the soonest that you can apply for Part B of Medicare. But it's a good idea if March 1st is your start date, then January, you need to be looking at it. Now, you might say, well, what if I wait till February? You can wait till February. Some people's tolerance for the uncertainty is higher than others. Some people, they want to talk a year away.
Oh, sure.
You know, and so you have to decide sort of what your comfort level is. And the less comfort level you have with uncertainty, maybe the sooner you want to call. But I've had people call me the day before or a week after. So there's no hard deadline, except that if you don't have coverage and you wait and go past your birthday, your 65th birthday, there will be a penalty that will start accruing for not having Part B if you don't have other creditable coverage. And that's the important caveat. If you have creditable coverage through an employer, you do not need it. You really just need to call our office, and we can help you know whether you need to stay put or whether you need to make your choices there and to avoid that penalty.
Well, that's a really good reminder. And, you know, the fact that people might think, oh, it's just some sort of one-size-fits-all, but really, you know, you just need to have that easy conversation, that chat, and then, you know, you can, you know, talk with people and, you know, let them know, hey, let's look at your situation and see what works for you. So it's really not rocket science once we get down to it.
No, it isn't. It isn't. It just feels really complicated because most people, I mean, we all only turn 65 once. We all usually only retire once. And so it's a new thing. And I remember when I was a teenager, and this is going to sound crazy, but I remember when the cell phones came out. Okay, you're a little too young to remember that, but I remember the old bag phones, and they had a function on them where you pushed send dial a number. And having never been around a cell phone at all, used to just a regular home phone.
Yep, pick it up and yeah.
You didn't have to push send on a home phone.
No, it's just ready to go.
And I saw that, and this is just my first experiences with a cell phone. I was like, oh, this is complicated.
right? Yeah.
Sounds so crazy now. But when something's new, a little complication can seem like a lot of complication.
Exactly. I mean, it just, you know, and then once you finally get into it, you're like, oh, this isn't that bad at all.
So, right.
No, that's a good analogy. I like that. So, you know, as we're getting into this, you know, time of New Year's and, you know, people are getting another, you know, year older, they're starting to think about that. Okay, you know, my birthday's coming up, you know, this next year, as we all have one. You know, that kind of brings to mind, you know, the topic of life insurance.
That's true.
Because, you know, we all, that's something that can really apply to all sorts of people.
It does. It applies to us all. We're all marching forward one day at a time, and we are just, you know, we have to deal with our mortality, the fact that we have an expiration date, the fact that there's going to come a time where we're no longer going to be alive on this earth, and that could come. I think you told me your grandma lived to be 99.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And recently passed. I'm sorry to hear of her passing, but thankful. Sounds like she had a wonderful life.
Oh, she sure did. Yeah.
And we're just reminded that whether we live to be 99 or whether something happens to us in the near future, there's going to be repercussions of that, especially if we're younger and if we have kids that are relying upon us. And so I think of life insurance as one of the biggest benefits of life insurance is family protection. And if you're a breadwinner for your family and you're no longer around, that's going to have effects on your family that will last for years and years and years. And without the proper planning in place, it's possible that they may have to sell their house. They may have to downsize. They may have to maybe go to a different school or move to in with parents or in-laws or something like that. There's, you know, all things that can, kinds of things that can happen because of the loss of the breadwinner. And so life insurance can offset that fact, can make it where you have flexibility, where you don't have to sell the house, you don't have to let go of the lifestyle that you had because you had life insurance in place, and your kids can have a more stable future because you had life insurance in place. And so we help people evaluate what their desire is if they were to no longer be around for their kids, what kind of lifestyle they want for their kids, and help them to be able to have a plan in place. And especially for somebody that's on the younger end of life, I'm talking 20s, 30s, 40s even, life insurance can be surprisingly affordable.
Well, that's exactly, I was just going to say that people hear that word, they hear life insurance, it's like, oh, well, that must just be expensive and, you know, out of reach, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. I mean, there's some really, really inexpensive policies that can go a long way.
There are. And the most frequent term that we offer is a 20-year term. And if you have a young child, that's going to get them graduated. That's going to get them either to or through college, depending on their age. And so that is just a powerful plan that you can have if life happens, that they can have a funds in place that can take care of them. And I don't recommend leaving life insurance to a child directly as far as a named beneficiary, because a court's not going to let that go to that child. They're not, they're still a minor. So it needs to be left to a parent, a mother, father, whoever, the surviving parent. Or if there's no surviving parent, it needs to be left with a guardian of someone that can care for them and use the money in a wise way.
Excellent. Well, Charles, I know that, you know, when people have questions about this topic, that, you know, you guys are the ones to go to. Or if, you know, maybe people do have questions on, you know, if they are turning 65, you know, you guys are another great resource. But anything else that you want to hit as we've talked about kind of these two topics here this morning?
I just want to take this time to thank our clients. We are so blessed with our clients. And I tell people our business is 99% trust and 1% paperwork. And if we don't have trust, then we don't have anything. And so I deeply value and appreciate the trust that has been extended to us by our clients. I don't take it lightly, and can't say thank you enough.
Well, of course, and you know, it's always great to be able to, you know, have you on. We always can hear, you know, that sincerity. I really think that that shines through. So we're talking with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance on our Ask the Expert segment, and we'll return here in just a moment with more here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690, we continue our Ask the Expert segment with Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. And Charles, you know, I know we're getting into 2024. It's hard to believe. But, you know, as we get into this new year, is there anything that you're particularly excited about here?
One thing I'm excited about is that a little over a year ago, we started offering home and auto insurance. And, of course, we're an independent agency, so we're not just tied to one company. We have a good range of companies that we have available to offer home and auto insurance with. And we've been able to save money for our clients. Rates are increasing right now. And a lot of times people are shopping and looking for a better rate or reevaluating their coverage. And we've been able to help them get in a better place. And so I just want to, I'm excited for this coming year, for the possibilities there of how we can help people in this area. I want to encourage you, if you are looking at your statement and seeing an increase and maybe you haven't reviewed your coverage for a while, it would be a good time to. And we have some very well-qualified agents that can look at your coverage, make sure that you have, because we're not just chasing the lowest price. We want to have good quality coverage in place, thorough coverage, where when things happen, the storm or when life happens, that you can have the peace of mind that you're going to be taken care of. And so I would just encourage our listeners to call our office, 620-331-8800, and get on our schedule, and we can help you review your plans.
Well, excellent. You know, and
coverages.
And that's a great reminder, too, you know, that we want that coverage to be tailored to, you know, whoever's using it. You know, we've had lots of people here at the station who have loved the fact that, you know, maybe they've gotten that roadside assistance package that's an extra couple bucks a month or something, you know, and they've ended up being stranded and used it. So, you know, little things like that can really make your life a lot better.
That's right. That's right.
That's great. So, Charles, as we wrap up here, if people, you know, have questions on anything we've talked about here today, you know, whether they're maybe getting ready to turn 65 and, you know, maybe they're interested in some life insurance options or anything else, even that home and auto, where can we find you?
So our main office is at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence, right down from Waters True Value. We also have locations in Howard and Sedan. Now, I need to say that we are closed today. We had several that were going to be out today with family and everything. So we're closed today, and we're closed January the 1st for New Year's, but we'll reopen on Tuesday at 8 a.m. And you can find us online at skincinsurance.com. That's SCHENCK.
Okay, well, good reminder on those hours, and I don't think anyone's going to hold that against you, because we've got a lot of offices here that they're closing up here today and going to be closed on Monday. So hope you have another nice little holiday break here, and we'll look forward to talking with you next year.
Thank you very much, James. See you next year as well.
All right.
And have a great day.
Okay, thank you so much, Charles. That is Charles Skank of Skank Insurance here on our Friday Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690. We have a check of the news coming up and open line on the way here on KGGF.